CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, November 6th. Hi, I'm Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright,
your host of Sky's The Limit. Another week, another limit that we assuming reach.
Another day. Another dollar.
Another dollar. Another week, another limit for us to reach. I've reached my limit personally. Welcome to early November, our first show of November, which means that it's one of my favorite genres, which I deem folk punk. Now, the limits of my folk punk go a little wider than I think the actual genre of folk punk is. To me, folk punk is the intersection between Midwest emo and sea shanties.
That's fabulous.
So that's where we're going to take
down
you tonight.
For that.
It's a little, we're going to get a little emo. We're going to get a little angry. And hey, if there was something that happened today that might have made you very angry and made us very angry, this is a good way for you to, you know, maybe get out some of that anger. Mm-hmm. I wonder what happened today that would have made people angry. I have no idea. Abby's giving me the most blank stare ever.
Yep.
That's it.
How I feel about it.
That's also how I feel about it. We're not going to talk about it too much tonight because, again, we're both very angry. We're just going to get our anger out through some nice, angry folk punk. Starting off with one of my favorite Canadian bands of all time, The Weaker Thans, here with Manifest.
I want to call requests through heating vents and hear them answered with a whisper no. To crack the code of muscle slack and tense, let every second step in boots on snow. Complete your name with accents I can't place that stumble where the syllables combine. Take depositions from a stranger's face, paint every insignificance a sign. So tell me nothing matters less or more. Say whatever we think actions are. We'll never know what anything was for. If near is just as far away as far, and I'm permitted one act I can say, I choose to sit here next to you and wave.
Patrol Milk Hotel there. Holland, 1945. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is from Neutral Milk Hotel's In the Aeroplane Over the Sea album. The definitely their most popular album. Mm-hmm. And an absolutely classic record, if I might say.
Mm-hmm. Really, it's a classic album cover, too. It's one that people recognize immediately.
Yeah, 100%. The, like, drum head lady. Mm-hmm. Dare I say, top 10 albums of all time for Skylar.
Nice.
It's great front to back. And now is like the time of the year when I'm like listening to it. Mm-hmm. My Apple Music replay for October just came out, and that album was, I think, my third most listened to album.
Yeah, you're always listening to that album. Of October. But in a good way. Hey, we all have our things.
Damn, I'm always listening to this album. I don't know. It's just like, it's such a great sound to it. And it's not like the most folk punk, but I think it's like that bridge between like, they're not Midwest emo, but a lot of people call them Midwest emo, but they're not emo, but they're not punk. So there's got to be some way of, I don't know.
And what is Midwest emo? Can you describe it in like one sentence?
Just loser music.
Awesome.
Loser music. I don't know how else to describe it. It's sort of like if you took like punk rock and folk music and like math rock a little bit and like combine them all together. Midwest emo for me is not this time of year. I know that a lot of people it is, considering, hey, there have been three shows on lots CFRC today. Emo. Yeah, about Midwest emo. For me, it's personally like February, like early February. So
yeah,
if you want Midwest emo, come back early February. But yeah, no, not this time of year for me. Anyways, we're going to get more folk punky. One of my favorite songs on this entire playlist, Nana Grizzle here with Circles Round the Moon.
Circles round the moon, is this why city lights feel so awful? It should be unlawful to live where you can't see the stars. Hundreds of miles away, we draw the same lines to conclusions. Yeah, there's no need for confusion if we all throw in the towel.
Front Bottoms there with Funny You Should Ask. I have very recently become like a Front Bottoms fan. And you know how I said Midwest emo music is just loser music?
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, you said that after saying you like it.
I will say on the scale of like loser, the Front Bottoms might be worse than Midwest emo. Mm. I don't know. No, they're not actually like loser music. I just like to make fun of myself
loser
for that. I
call it cool losers.
Loser isn't cool. Yeah, I call it my whiny man music.
That yeah.
Yeah.
I get it with that one. Yeah. Sorry, Front Bottoms, but I get it.
I really do love them though. And I don't know, like I will listen to them like not even when I'm angry and I'll be like, you know, happy, smiley.
That's
and
a then crazy sentence.
I'll listen to them even when I'm not angry. I'll listen to this artist, guys, even when I'm happy. That's crazy. Also, I should say, shout out to my friend Austin, who we built a deck together this summer. And this was basically the music that we listened to for like 3 weeks while building the deck. And it really, hey, if you need deck building music.
Specifically.
Let me just say folk punk. Hey. It gets you there. It gets a deck built. Folk punk, it gets a deck built. We're going to get into the sea shanty realm of folk punk now. Defiance Ohio here with Condition 1111.
Thank you. you give my feet a break and come back?
Big C, the old black rum.
And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, a little sea shanty.
That was a banger. We were jamming out. We were dancing.
The old black rum. I'm slapping my knee. Hey, welcome back, Stomp Clap Hey.
Stomp Clap Hey, but in the Maritimes.
Yeah, exactly. Great Big C shanty. You and Great Big C go way back.
Yes, I do love Great Big C. I've had the play album CD forever, and when I was first driving, I used to play that front and
used
back
to play,
in the car.
Used to play
I used
it?
To play by Great Big C over and over and over, and I love all the songs, except I'd always want to skip Donkey Riding, no offense, it just wasn't for me, but all my friends loved it, so they'd make me play it.
You're not donkey riding, apparently.
It's just a little bit too repetitive.
I see.
Way, hey, away we go, donkey riding. Way, over and over and over again.
Away we go. Anyways, I had to put like one Great Big C song in there. One, because hey, gang on. And two,
real.
Because like, I think that like folk punk can be really like sea shanty. I was driving with someone last night and they were like, Skylar, can I introduce you to this artist? And I'm so upset. I don't remember the name right now. But I was like, oh, yeah, what genre are they? And they were like, oh, yeah, they're like punk, polka, sea shanty, the Dreadnoughts. I just found the artist. And I was like, yeah, they're punk, polka, sea shanty. Mm-hmm.
Well, we keep talking about it on Sky's the Limit. Of part of the fun is that there isn't necessarily a genre here. It's more of like a vibe, which explains a lot of these complications of what genre really is and how, you know, like when we were talking about the college rock and saying how like it's a genre, but also not a genre, but like kind of a genre at the same time. But it's connected to like time and vibe and feel. And like,
yeah.
So that's what's cool, that we keep getting to explore these different sorts of genre vibes, I guess, on the show.
I don't know what you're talking about. Genres are hard lines.
Yeah, they're exact. It's obvious where everything goes.
You are one or the other.
Yeah.
And that's
just like everything.
That's just established fact. Yeah, just like everything. That's established fact. We're going to continue on with some Canadian Chainsaw Beach here with Addicted to Failure.
I keep putting myself in situations I know I can get out of. Why do I make the choice that I know I'm certainly gonna regret, that I know I'm gonna regret? Unfinished business and traumas didn't help for sure. Diagnosed myself with addiction to failure. Mistakes.
Your bags, you moved into the city. I heard you got caught up in the moment, and I heard you tripped so hard. You packed your bags, you ran from that apartment. And boys will be boys, just trying to impress all those soft-faced girls before they put on their Sunday dress. 'Cause every Saturday night needs a little sin to confess in the morning. In college, but I sat by my bedside while you had fun the whole night. Never thought that when I call, you would answer. And girls will be girls, trying not to blush when all those hard-faced boys talk about their Saturday lust. 'Cause every single night needs a little sin to cry about in the morning. Boys trying to impress all those pretty girls before they put on the Sunday dress. 'Cause every Saturday night needs a little sin to confess in the morning. I'll tell you about it in the morning.
Evan, Evan Vanderwood there with Teenage Drama. That is from Evan Vanderwood's EP, Does a Bear Defecate in the Evan Vanderwood? Obviously, it's not the word defecate, but hello, government that's listening. Anyways, we're getting into some okay, you know how there's like the genre called like bedroom pop that's very popular now?
I've learned about this recently.
Yeah, I did a bedroom pop show for like indie, like actually indie, like independent folk punk and like not highly produced folk punk. I like to call it basement folk punk instead of bedroom because they're always in an unfinished basement.
Yeah. Well, it's like that reminds me of like the basement tapes, like from the band. And so it's like,
don't tell me you listening to that song and not imagining this man in an unfinished basement in the middle of like Canada in the like the middle of November.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You're painting the picture for us.
I'm painting the picture. Yeah, that's all I have to say. Do you have anything to say?
No, now I'm going to think about basements and I'm listening to these.
Think about basements for the rest of the show.
Liminal spaces.
Liminal basements for the rest of the show. Ricky Mullen here, Guilty Pleasure. Bright stars and stripes. You grow old too fast as you think you can last. Older and bitter, absorbing the lies on TV. They call being free. So sit down and stare, pretend I'll be where as you slave. Your brain is not rotting, it's just all the programs you crave. Just switch on the set to which can you think is best. Just that aesthetic, pathetic plans taking your life. Glossed over eyes, they make it about your pride. Begin. You think it's them who's nuts, so you're the one who's wearing tin. What would we do without TV and our lives? Would we go out or would we keep wasting our time? Sit down and stare, pretend I'll be where as you sleep. It's just all the programs you crave. Sit down and stare, pretend I'll be where as you sleep. Would we go out or would we keep wasting our time? Sit down and stare, pretend I'll be where as you sleep.
There are things that I'd like to say, but I'm never talking to you again. There's things I'd like to pray somewhere, but I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you. I put you down where you belong, but I'm never talking to you again. I show you everywhere you're wrong, but I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you. Talking to you. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk.
talk to you.
Husker Du, never talking to you again. It feels weird, like, tonight because a lot of our songs are, like, 2 minutes long.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I've never played, fun fact, in my 3 years with CFRC, I've never played more than 15 songs in a show. And today we have 17.
Yeah. Well, I talk about this a lot of how you can listen to, like, 50s music, and the one thing about it is it's so short, so you can get through a whole bunch.
Yeah.
And then you get to the 70s, and it was like, we need a 3-minute outro on every song. So yeah, things got way longer. But then it's, you don't just have to listen to 50s or big band. You can also listen to
folk punk. Because that song there was our shortest one on the set list, a minute and 41 seconds. There you go.
Never talking to you again.
Never talking to you again.
Just got the point across. Move on. No 3-minute outro. Just
that one goes out to all of my lovely listeners out there that are full of spite. Shout out to you. If you're full of spite,
that was for you.
Shout out to you. That one's for you. Because me too. speaking of being full of spite, one of the most popular artists in the folk punk genre, AJJ here with Bad, Bad Things.
Do you remember me? I killed your family, and now I am going to kill you too. I made your brother bleed, I made your father, and I made your mother say those things that she said to me. She said, do with me what you want, but please don't hurt my family. Don't hurt my family. Take my pride, take my life, take my body, but don't take the ones that are close to me. Oh, do with me what you want, but please don't hurt my family. Don't hurt my family. Take my pride, take my life, take my body, but don't take the ones that I love. So I looked into your eyes, and I saw the reflection of a coward that you and I both hate very much. And then I grabbed the knife, and I let the blood out of your throat, and I smashed those tiny mirrors inside of your skull. And I got to thinking, if I don't go to hell when I die, I might go to heaven. If I don't go to hell when I die, I might go to heaven. If I don't go to hell when I die, I might go to heaven. If I don't go to hell when I die, I might go to heaven.
I need someone, a person to talk to, someone who cares to love. Could it be you? Could it be you? Situation gets rough, then I start to panic. It's not enough, it's just a habit. A kid, you're sick. Well, darling, this is it. You can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
They do it all the time. They do it all the time.
They do it all the time.
They do it all the time. I hope you know that this will go down on your permanent record. Oh yeah? Well, don't get so distressed. Did I happen to mention that I'm impressed? Cause you left me, and two, two,
two for my family, and three for my heartache, and four for my headaches, and five for my lonely, and six for my sorrow, and seven for no tomorrow, and eight, I forget what eight was for, but nine for a lost God, ten, for everything. Oh, you can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah,
they do it all the time.
Yeah,
they do it all the time.
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 Violent Femmes with Kiss Off.
You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I got to get some Violent Femmes in the folk punk.
Funny that I like just referenced the College Rock, which was the other time we talked about
the Violent Femmes. Yeah. And then I have never before this show ever played a Violent Femmes song on the radio. And then as soon as you joined me on air.
Hey. Oh, I was going to say we played one on the College Rock.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We've now played two in like the span of a month.
You gotta play Blister in the Sun.
Blister, it's such a good song. They're off the same album. They're off the Violent Femmes title record.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Hey. Gone completely
just
blank
in
my
mind.
This
is the first time you've played Violent Femmes.
Oh,
you didn't
thank
play
you.
It.
Yeah. Thank you. This, what we just did there, that's what we do about 20 times a day. If you want insight into our lives, I'll be talking to Abby or someone and then I'll just go completely blank. And then Abby will go, you were talking about. Anyways, I was going to say, most people don't consider Violent Femmes folk punk. But I think that's because they're such an established band and folk punk is more of a like independent, not very known band sort of genre to be in.
Yeah.
So I think Violent Femmes get just kind of shuffled into the genre of rock.
I think they get shuffled around a lot though, because we were talking about that in the College Rock, how in like different, it also has to do with time and like how we put genre around time, but people like the Pixies and Violent Femmes, et cetera, they get pushed like around these subgenres, but then a lot of times for like streaming purposes and such, it's just considered alternative. But then it's alternatives like pop. It's like, what is pop and what is alternative?
Now that's the question.
Which we can't answer.
I can't answer that. No, but that song's from 1983 and it doesn't sound like it.
Yes, because then that's the other thing we talked about, of the when something doesn't have an obvious genre to go into at the time it came out, how it just kind of pops around now into the future because we don't know where to put it.
Exactly. I don't know where to put it. I do know that song is on
the fits in with this niche, according to you. So that's what's cool.
There you go. The next artist that we're playing, they're called the Mountain Goats. They're an American band. I love the Mountain Goats. I've been listening to the Mountain Goats on and off for a few years now. And then again, this summer, I don't know what happened to me. I got really into the Mountain Goats. And I don't know. I love them. They make great concept albums. My favorite Mountain Goats album is The Sunset Tree, which is their most popular album. But I also really like Dark in Here, which is their 2021 album. And they're all over the place. They're more sort of now like folk inspired alternative rock, I would say, but their earlier stuff is a lot more grungy and a lot more what I call whiny man music. And just, I don't know, like you have that like homemade feel to their earlier stuff that like now that they're such an established band and they've been around for a long time, like their first record was released in 1994 and they're still going. John Darnielle, are you not tired? Darnielle, stop releasing albums. I'm scrolling through their Apple Music right now. How many albums do these people have? They have almost, I think they have more than 20 albums out. Their last album was released last year. So they release an album. They've released an album 2023, 2022, 2021, 2020, 2019. And that's not counting the like live albums that they've released.
It's impressive during the pandemic as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, great concept albums. But I'm going to play a song off of their second album, Zoopilot Machine, that was released in 1994 when they were a little more grungy. and a little more homemade and very emo. Mountain Goats here. This is Going to Georgia.
By a ghost who hides inside my body, raging, rattling chains. 15-year-old me, he judges my decisions. He scorns what I become, and the hatred that consumes me starts and ends with him. I know I'm not everything that he would hope to imagine that I would. I did my best. I have seen things that you don't even know that you never seen. We need to find some common ground. Ruins that still stand between you and me. Both of us want peace. Ceasefire. Then I came to, clutching a paper map, tattered and full of holes, wandering through the ruins of northeast London. I suspect that somehow I could hold this map up to the sun.
I'd somehow find new words written in the back streets. Just perhaps if I could stitch together my evenings and my weekends like cells within a film. They tell you the story that you need to hear. That everything that you had hoped and imagined that you would be might not work out. You find yourself stuck in the ruins with mountains you cannot breathe. So come now, let's make peace between you and me. I can't leave you behind, always on my mind. This is ridiculous. I cannot live like this. I'm done, undiagnosed, begging forgiveness of a ghost. Ceasefire! Ceasefire! Ceasefire!
Frank Turner there with Ceasefire. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We were talking at the top of the show about something that we might be angry about today. That song goes out to the, you know, the just socio-political state of the world.
Casual thing to,
Casual thing to bring up. Yeah. It's my angry show. I get to be angry.
Yeah, but what was the other thing you say? If you're spiteful... Or
if you're spiteful.
So if you're spiteful, and then that one goes out shout to the out sociopolitical to,
shout
state
out
of the
to
world.
The sociopolitical state of the world and how awful it is. That's my piece.
Yeah.
Okay, Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Anyways, love this next song. We're going to jump right into it. Ramshackle Glory here with Broken Heart.
Brilliance and bravery, or even longer. I never could sit still. I'd wait all morning just to get outside. Something stole my hunger. Something drained my will. The sun is out, but I stay in and hide. I know I'm not that strange, but there's some things that I would change about myself and the way that I was raised. Just a boy still growing up, trying hard to get. And I use that line each time I misbehave. I tried too hard to please them. It didn't go so well. I did all that I could. I tried to make it good enough. But good enough for them was hell. So now I make my own path, wherever it may go. I'll find out later if I right or wrong. Might be a bloodbath. It's just no way to know. But why do you insist that we all get along? I'm not an advocate of violence or pacifism. I just think some conflict now might help us out. If you just threw a fit, or maybe even used your fist, well then we could solve this problem right here, right now. I tried too hard to please you. It didn't go so well. Did all that I could. I tried to make it good enough for you. For me was hell.
Will Greenblatt there with Good Enough. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. And that brings us to the end of our night here. Hope you enjoyed my angry little Midwest emo sea shanty folk punk evening. I enjoyed getting some anger off my chest with everyone here tonight.
Thanks. Thanks for doing it.
Oh, you're so
thanks
welcome,
for sharing.
Abby. You're so welcome.
Being here with me.
Always. Oh, thank you for being here with me.
Hey, anytime. Any Wednesday at 6 p.m. I'll be here.
Okay. tune in next week for, I think we're going to do some like alternative rock.
Cool.
I think so. But we'll see. Hey, you know, the sky's the limit. Guys, I'm so good at this.
I couldn't say anything else. That was the perfect ending point.
It was the perfect ending point. We're going to finish off with, I think, honestly, the most Midwest emo song of the entire playlist tonight. Pine Grove here with Need To.
Wow.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
We would do anything for our kids. What parent wouldn't? I'm just glad they're still so young, so we can speak in code in front of them. But they must wonder why we're always camping.
Don't let